Hello, welcome to VideoCast, the smart doses of industry's innovation podcast. Here, we share the main industrial technology trends and needs for leaders in the sector to always keep up to date. My name is André, and this podcast is brought to you by Video Technology, an expert company when it comes to delivering more efficiency, safety, and sustainability to industrial operations. In today's episode, we will talk about the South American FPSO boom. It's expected that 35 new FPSOs will start operations across South America between 2023 and 2028. The continent is the number one in floating production, storage, and offloading growth projection. That is not surprising at all, due to the South America's vast offshore reserves, holding immense potential for production and exploration. However, extracting and processing these resources poses significant logistical challenges, particularly in remote and deep water locations. Indeed, the first South American country to deploy FPSOs was Brazil in 2010. Since then, Brazil has been a significant player in the oil and gas industry, but the country's FPSO-driven production in deep water doesn't represent the whole continent's reality. Traditionally, fixed rigs reign supreme in South American oil production. However, the tide began to shift due to the FPSO's ability to operate in greater depths with faster deployment, lower required upfront investment, and enhanced reusability. FPSO units are particularly effective in remote and deep water zones, where laying seabed pipeline from a well to an onshore terminal is neither practical nor cost-effective. Moreover, the advantages of such vessels extend beyond just depth and cost. Their inherent flexibility allows them to adapt to many field characteristics. Additionally, the modular design of FPSOs allows for easy adaptation to changing production requirements and reservoir locations. This flexibility enables operators to optimize production rates and reservoir recovery, ultimately increasing the overall profitability of offshore projects. Nevertheless, the widespread adoption of these vessels in South American oil and gas operations underscores their undeniable value and effectiveness in reaching and exploring offshore reserves. As the region continues to play a significant role in the global energy landscape, FPSOs are set to remain a cornerstone of offshore operations for years to come. Well, this is the end of our podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Follow us on LinkedIn and subscribe to our newsletter to be aware of the upcoming episodes. Thank you.